We now are pleased to welcome Jess back. It's been a while since she's been here. She has a new album that we'll talk about. But first, let's take a listen. Here is Jess Klein.
You got me where you want me, so don't let go. Don't let your hold coming down heavy. I won't feel a thing. I'm wrapped up like a baby, just killing time, killing time. No one to blame me, I do it all the same. There's no leads to nowhere, and I am the leader. And I want to be what's on your mind, moving, shaking your lips over mine. But this moon leads to nowhere, so follow the leader. And she believes in me, but she's no believer, she's no home believer. And she believes in me, but she's no believer, she's no believer. This place is out of bounds. Don't sit down, don't parade around. Put one foot in front of the other and slide to me. Free passes for the masses. Stay the night, bruises and ashes. I do it all the same. But there's no way, it's a shame on the leader. Your armor drains white. I'm high as a kite, and I'm feeling like I might need you. But this moon is nowhere, so follow the leader. And she believes in me, but she's no believer, she's no home believer. And she believes in me, but she's no believer, she's no. She believes in me. She believes in me. She believes in me, but she's no believer. And she believes in me. She believes in me. Oh, she believes in me, but she's no believer. And she believes in me. She believes in me. She believes in me, but she's no believer. And she believes in me, but she's no believer. She's no home believer. And she believes in me, but she's no believer. She's no believer.
Jess Klein at the Saturday Light Brigade. So I just took a picture of you and put it up on Facebook, but it's really hard to take a picture of you while you are playing because Jess is a woman in motion, just moving and moving and moving.
Sounds about right.
My apologies if there's a little blur there, but I think it actually captures you. You're such an energetic player.
Thank you.
Tell me about that song. How old is it?
So that song, I don't know, gosh, about seven years old. So everything I put on the album that I just put out is was written from the time I was like 18 to the time I was like 28. So over a course of 10 years. So about 7 years old, I think.
Well, it's nice. What's the name of the new album?
It's called At Least This Can't Be Set on Fire. It's true.
Dare I ask? I like it. What prompted you to call it that?
So when I was about 18 or 19, I'm from Michigan. I was hanging out in downtown Ann Arbor, and there was this alleyway with this guardrail, and it's random guardrail, and it had painted, "At least this can't be set on fire," on the guardrail. And I was like, I don't know what that means yet, but I really like it, and I want to call, you know, I want that to be the name of my first solo album one day. Here we are, you know, a long time later.
I like it.
Yeah, yeah, and I think, I mean, it does have a lot of meaning now. I think that, you know, there's a lot of things you can't set on fire.
There are a lot. Yeah. Now, you, I don't think this is a new guitar for you, is it?
I've had it for a long time, but I did not have this the last time.
Okay. It's a very interesting guitar. Yeah. And, you know, it's maybe an inch and a half thick, hollow body with a pickup, though. It sort of looks like an electric guitar. I think it's hollow. Tell me a little bit about it.
So this is a Godin. A lot of their guitars are made this way that, you know, everything inside doesn't necessarily have the hollow body like most acoustic guitars do. So it is a true electric acoustic. But you, when you look at it, you do not expect it to sound the way that it does.
No, it sounds really different. So it's not hollow, or is it?
Mm-mm, no.
Okay. No, it couldn't be. There's no... Okay, I craned my neck there to see more of it. It's really beautiful.
Yeah, thank you.
And it sounds great. When did you... So you grew up in Michigan?
I did.
And when did you come to Pittsburgh?
About 4 years ago.
And... how was the transition?
Oh, I love it here. I love it here. And I think I was on this show less than, I was definitely on less than a year after I moved here.
Yeah, you were here about 3 years ago,
yeah.
I think.
I was like, yeah, my album's going to be done in like a month. And here we are 3 years later and 3.5 years later. So.
Well, I'm glad the transition has been good.
Oh, it's great.
I want to talk to you more about the album and about your songwriting, but would you like to do another song first?
I'd love to.
What would you like to do?
This one's called Bag of Words.
Bag of Words. Jess Klein.
All right. Searching through this bag of words, this isn't how I'm feeling. To my hopeless heart, I can forget it all. We were barely 21, we were only 21. Now I'm swimming through this bag of words, and this isn't how I'm feeling. Well, I'm up, I'm down, I'm turned around. Was she really worth it? We were barely having fun. We were only having fun. Now, I do believe that we have made some mistakes. Some still pointing fingers while the rest are left to linger. But I'll admit I wouldn't take it back. Now I'm digging through this bag of words, and these verbs are unappealing. Well, I'll just sit tight and you'll turn right. You're still my navigator. We were barely on the run. We were only on the run. Now I do believe that we have made some mistakes. Some still digging ditches while the rest are pulling stitches. But I'll admit I wouldn't take it back. And I'll admit I wouldn't take it back. And we'll all inhale for relief. and we're drifting slowly towards the fiend. Yeah, we'll all inhale for relief, and we're drifting slowly towards the fiend. Yeah, we'll all inhale for relief, and we're drifting slowly towards the fiend. Yeah, we'll all inhale for relief, and we're drifting slowly. Yeah. Now I'm swimming through this bag of words. Now I'm digging through this bag of words. And I'm searching through this bag of words. And I do believe that we have made some mistakes. But it's nothing that this bag of words can't take, can't say.
Jess Klein at the Saturday Light Brigade. Brenda says hello. She's listening.
right,
I'm guessing that's somebody you know, maybe.
Yes, it is. It is.
And somebody else said hello, whose name immediately popped out of my head. I'll find it, but thank you if you're checking us out this morning. I appreciate your tuning into the Saturday Light Brigade. So, songs written over the last 10 years.
Yeah.
Are you writing a lot currently?
I wish I was. I just wanted to, I started recording this album 3.5 years ago.
And that's not meant as a criticism at
no.
all, too. I was wondering if you've
I don't
picked,
take it that
if
way.
There's some songs that you've just been, is this your first
album? This is my first solo album.
No wonder you would include songs that go back that far.
Yeah. So, I started recording this so long ago, and so some of the songs at that time were a little bit newer, but not too new. And I didn't, while I was recording, I didn't want to just keep adding stuff. It's hard to kind of pick, what you're going to put on and what you're going to do. And so I stuck with these 10 songs. And I'm glad that I did. But I try to write more. The Pittsburgh music scene, and people hear me say this all the time, is just one of a kind. It's amazing. And so I've found myself going out more to shows and playing with more people and collaborating more. And, I think that's kind of my trajectory, is playing with a lot of other really awesome people in Pittsburgh.
Well, it's great that you can do it here. And coming from Ann Arbor, it is Ann Arbor, right?
Near Ann Arbor, near Ypsilanti. I got to say it. I can't say
Ypsilanti,
I'm from Ann Arbor.
Ypsilanti, yeah. But those communities have a lot going for them, too.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
It's good to know Pittsburgh gives you a chance to
sure
try new things
and
do things. When did you write your first song? Now, you said about 10 years ago, but tell me about the circumstances. What prompted you to write it? Not necessarily the specific whether something happened. I'm more concerned about the how you decided I need to write a song and how you went about writing it.
Yeah, well, actually, I've been writing songs since I was about 13. So, but these songs are from now it's over 10 years. But when I was about 18 or 19, that's when I went away to college, and that's kind of when I started getting really serious about writing songs.
Where did you go to school?
I went to Eastern Michigan University. I did my undergrad and grad there, and I was there for about 10 years doing my thing. It's home, so yeah.
And what did you study?
I studied criminology.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Did you finish in that degree as well?
Yeah, undergrad and grad.
Not that I have any reason to think you didn't.
Yeah,
but
I did.
That's actually, when I think of criminology, I think of detail, having to learn a lot about detail. Is that true?
Depending on what field you go into. So you have these different subsections. Mine, I was concentrated on corrections in the prison system and injustice within the prison system. So we were taught from a very social justice mindset, whereas others are more focused on law and enforcement of the law. So I learned a lot about, you know, sociology and race and class and gender throughout learning about criminology.
Wow. That's have you read The New Jim Crow?
No, that is on my list.
Yeah.
It's something I need to do. Absolutely.
Yeah, it's a good book. And I'm only, I've had it out of the library multiple times and I never get far enough. I have to read, I should just buy it.
Yeah.
But no books are banned in our home, but the buying of books is sometimes discouraged because we have too many.
Yeah, got
of
it.
Them.
Yeah.
And then, so you continued, when did you play out the first time? Did you do that as a teen as well?
Oh, yeah. I mean, when I was old enough to drive, you know, is when I started going to open mics around town and really finding a place there, knowing that I'd never quit my day job and still won't, you know, but this is just something I can do on the side and have a great time with. And I've truly found a community here. Since coming here, you know, when I first moved here, I was here without a job for a few months. And so I started hanging out at some of the local open stages, open mics, and that's where I found my people.
Now you're going to be at Howler's this week, I think. Right?
Yeah, on Wednesday.
And yep. I'm sure you'll have copies of, let me see if I get this right, at least this won't catch on fire.
At least this can't be set on fire.
At least this can't be set on fire. There's a big
difference between setting and catching. Yes.
Setting and catching, right. Setting, at least this can't be set on fire. I'll eventually get it.
I believe in you.
I like the album, Dave, a lot.
Thank you.
Let's talk about more of your gigs in a second or two.
Sure.
But let's hear another song first.
Great.
We had a bag of words. Now what are we going to have?
This is called Need This.
This is Jess Klein.
Well, I swear your eyes, they follow me around. And even if I listen, I will never hear them. But I know what you taste like. It's merely flesh and consciousness. It's one more day without regrets. And still, make no mistake of it, you'll need this. I swear to God we are alone, further than we were before. And I know what you feel like. It's merely flesh and confidence. The best is in the present tense. And still, make no mistake of it, you'll need this. You'll need this. Until you reach the point you'll break for me. It's bittersweet, it's bittersweet. The less I know, the more I like it. So let's burn this bridge when we come to it. And I know what we stand for. It's in between satisfied and more. And more. Make no mistake of it, yeah. You'll need this, you'll need this. I swear to God we are alone, further than we were before. And I know what we live for. It's merely fun with consequence, but I believe the best is yet to come. The best is yet to come. Oh no, make no mistake. MacGuffin, you'll name this.
Jess Klein here at the Saturday Light Brigade. And on your album, which I haven't had a chance to listen to yet, are you mostly unaccompanied, or have you added some other folks or instruments?
Yeah, I kept it really simple. So I recorded at Electric Eye Recorders in Polish Hill with Michael Hickman. It's amazing. And he brought in Liz Sloan, who plays the fiddle for the Urban Pioneers, which that's who I'll be opening for on Wednesday at Howlers. So I'm very excited because we're going to get to jam. And she's amazing. So he brought her in for a few songs. And then I brought in Guy Russo, who's amazing local musician that a lot of folks know. So he played some piano on a couple songs as well. So just three of us, and Michael did some accompaniment, but I did all the backup vocals and
it's
all the guitars.
Yeah, I think it's great that you kept it relatively simple.
Yeah.
I think it's important that your guitar playing and lyrics stand out as you play. So Wednesday at Howlers and opening for the Urban Pioneers, and then I think there are a few other shows coming up. You might not have them all in your head. We've linked to your Facebook page where many are listed.
Yeah. So, well, first of all, I need to give a shout out to Ladyfest Pittsburgh that's happening this weekend. There's just women playing all over the city. Tonight at Kativo, it's going to be amazing. So definitely check that out. I'm just going to be, an audience member, but I'm going to enjoy every second of it. So it's definitely important to get out there and support local music, particularly women in the community. So that's happening this weekend. And then, I've just been laying low. I realized that after I put out an album, I actually have to do something with it, So I do a lot of, open mics, Howlers, I'll be playing at that. But I've also, signed up for, a couple contests. I really want to do some collaboration with some other local musicians and write with them. So we'll see where that takes me. But, I'd love to jam and hang out and play. But once again, it's hard because it's not your day job, and I'm exhausted.
Yeah, no, it is hard, and performing is very enervating or exhausting. I mentioning about Ladyfest, and I tend to forget only because it's changed so much for the better, but it's still not necessarily a level playing field for women and men playing out, getting airplay, generally speaking,
absolutely,
across the country, not just in Pittsburgh. And I'm not sure exactly why that is. Maybe tradition. It's hard to say.
How much time you got there? How long we have to go back and talk about history here? Yeah, but I think that, if you think about history in general, it absolutely permeates into the arts as well, and why women are underrepresented in just about everything, and that includes music. But I think the Pittsburgh music scene has done a really good job at bringing women in, but we still have obviously a long way to go.
Yeah, I can remember 30 years ago, talking to a colleague, and radio is a lot different then than it is now, but it was pretty much an unwritten rule in radio that you did not play to women artists, not only in a row, but pretty much within the same quarter hour or half hour. It doesn't matter how good they are or who they are. That was just not done. Now, that's changed a lot for the better, but there's still bias that there always
absolutely
will be. Jess Klein is who we're talking to. We've linked to your Facebook page, which I am guessing is the best way for folks to keep track of you and where you're playing. I think we're going to have time for two more, if that's
okay with
you.
What
would you like to do next?
This song's called Reinforcements. It's not on the album. It's in probably one of the most recent ones I finished. So.
Great. Here's Jess Klein.
and I swear I don't know Jesus. Sometimes I hear his guns. So bring on the masses. And bring in my reinforcements to show them how it's done. And all we can really offer now is love, is love, is love, is love, is love, is love, is love. Well, I can't see my bad side. Things only look good from here. And I won't take you for granted. I'm bringing my inhibition and taking me as I am. All we can really offer now is love, 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 is love. So don't come between me and my army. We have more words than you have guns. You can let me down, but don't mislead. We have more words than you have guns. We have more words than you have guns. We have more words than you have guns.
I like that song a lot. What did you call that again?
It's called Reinforcements.
That's a great song. Jess Klein is who you were listening to, and had a nice email a minute ago from somebody who I suspect you know. I need to find it. This is one of those days when nothing seems to be at my fingertips. When I think it is. There it is. Linda Cohen.
Right on.
To say hello. And she says how much she's enjoying listening to you, but that she's never had a chance to hear you until this morning.
Yeah.
And also how much she enjoyed the writers that were on before you.
Oh, yeah. That was awesome.
That makes me feel good because... you made decisions on what to put on your CD, and I actually, as you were saying that, I was thinking about some of the deliberate decisions that I try to make.
Yeah.
And one of them was to have youth and adults on the same radio program and also adjacent to one another.
Yeah, that's awesome.
With hopes that adults would get a chance to hear youth and youth would get a chance to hear adults and would all just sort of not think so much about labels and categories. So I was really
happy.
Like that. I was really happy that Linda had a chance to hear them too.
Yeah.
And that you did. Did you write when you were a teenager? You mentioned writing a song, but I mean, did you also do a prose poetry?
No, I had a poetry class in high school. It's pretty much all I remember. Yeah. But I mean, so that the song Bag of Words, actually, I wrote probably like 5 or 6 years ago. And it was built out of writer's block. I did not know what to do. And that's usually how I find myself. I'm not someone who just sits around and writes every single day. I just can't. And then I get frustrated, you know? So I wrote Bag of Words about... this literal bag of words that I have, a backpack I've been carrying around for over 10 years of lyrics that I've written and that, you know, I wrote with my last bandmate in Michigan, and just a lot of stuff that I've wrote, you know, written over the years. And it's just the bag of words.
You know, the playwright August Wilson literally had walls of words.
Might drive me crazy.
He would, I never knew this about him until watching a recently produced biography on his life. He collected phrases and characters and situations and would write them down on scraps of paper and hold on to them. And they were from observations he made in daily life, primarily in Pittsburgh's Hill District. And his plays emerged from his cobbling together these thoughts and passages of observations that he made, certainly more than simply cobbling together, but that's how he kept track of things and eventually threaded his plays with so much realism in it. And I think that, I don't think the documentary, this kind of funny because I want to say that I can picture him cataloging all of these words, but I don't think the documentary shows that. I think they just described it so vividly that it's as if I actually saw him doing that.
It's hard to imagine someone doing that. I'll just stick to a bag.
Napkins. Bag of words.
Whatever I can grab.
I do a lot of, I have envelopes full of notes. Yeah. And if you're like me, you pick them up and you're thinking, huh?
Yeah.
Well, did I write this? What's this? What was I thinking? This is pretty much our last chance to talk this morning. Is there anything you wanted to mention that I didn't get a chance to ask you? The album, I'm sure, must be available. Well, actually, where is it?
You can get it on Bandcamp. And then I have physical copies. It's funny because, you know, I'm a CD listener and collector, right? And when I was, you know, the last album that I released with my band in Michigan was 10 years ago this year, right? So at the time, the digital music thing wasn't really happening. So it was kind of hard for me to choose what to do. So it's on Bandcamp and you can get the physical copy as well.
Yeah, those are hard choices to make. I think there's still a market for people that want hard copies.
There definitely is a market. I'm one of those. I'm the market.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, thank you for being here. What do you want to close up with?
So this song is a new song as well, a newer song. It's called Ready Ready. It's probably one of my new favorites. So I'd like to play it for you.
It's from the R collection. We had Reinforcements and now Ready Ready.
Yeah. I just, you know, I like the album, but I also want people to hear new stuff too.
No, so. I'm glad you're playing new stuff.
Yeah.
I can't wait to hear this one. Thank you for being with us. Here's Jess Klein.
This one's for Tori.
Lay me down upon your pillow, and I will rest like I haven't slept in days. And we shall run away from nothing, from all the noise that's chasing us. And we'll go, go, go when you're ready. And we'll leave, leave, leave when it's steady. And we'll be, take it from me. And we'll go, 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 ready, 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 ready. Leave your heart inside my pocket, and I will keep you close to me. Climb my chest straight on till morning, until the sun begins to sing, to sing. And we'll go, go, go. of this. I don't know how to deserve this. Oh no, oh no, oh no, oh no.
Jess Klein, thank you.
Thank you.
And look for Jess Klein at Howlers this coming Wednesday night. And look for her album on Bandcamp.